This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. It's a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
Once again, we are back.
We are back, just like every week.
Just like The Hangover.
Just like,
no. We are back.
No, oh, yeah.
We talked about that last week, I think, remember?
Yeah.
Same joke?
Mm-hmm.
Deja vu?
Oh.
Anyway, what are we talking about this week?
We are talking about CERN.
CERN indeed.
Concern with CERN. What right. Is the concern with CERN? Do you know?
What is the concern with CERN? Well, there's a lot of concern with CERN, but let's start a little bit more about what CERN is, at least from a public and...
Okay, so well then what does CERN mean, the acronym CERN? So it's French, right?
Well, yeah. In English, it's the European Organization for Nuclear Research, and you would ask me what the French version of it is. Hold on, I'll get it just a second.
Council.
Conseil European, I'm going to fuck this French thing up here. But Conseil European pour la Recherche Nucléaire, I guess the European Council for Nuclear Research.
Fischel.
So anyway, history of CERN, something like this. Late 40s, a bunch of scientists over in Europe come to the conclusion that Europe isn't at the forefront of science anymore.
Yes.
So they start up their own cooperative and come up with a plan to create a science center, more or less, in Europe to... really bolster, you know, European studies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they did. They created this, the whole Center for Research, and
I think it was a partnership between like 11 countries or something, and they were all going to share the financial responsibilities. Yep. Of, you know, trying to get, you know, on the cutting edge of science back in the early 50s, late 40s. So they built a... Okay, well, just like it's in Geneva. It's in Geneva, Switzerland. But
the current cyclotron, or whatever they call it, atom smasher, particle accelerator.
LHC.
Yeah, the Large Hadron Collider is what, a 27-kilometer-long ring?
Yeah, dude, it's huge. It's huge. It used to only be 7 kilometers.
Well, yeah, they keep upgrading it. So at first it started out with, what, like half a billion or so electron volts. Now we're up to 7 billion electron volts.
No, trillion.
Volts.
We're in
or 7 trillion,
yeah.
Electron volts. Just. And what's funny about that those numbers is nobody really knows exactly how much power that is.
I don't.
But every video you watch out there, and here I go again already starting to attack you.
Oh, Everett, hang on, pre-quiz, or pre-whatever, Everett shit.
Pre-whatever.
On every single CERN conspiracy
Not
video
every
there
one
was,
of them.
Man. It was rough.
Most of them. Yeah, but come on, you gotta admit, most of them were rough.
Yeah.
Anyway, where were we going?
You were shitting on stuff.
What was I shitting on the first time, though?
Oh, I don't know. I was just talking about some of what CERN's... Oh, the electrical shit. Don't even
so
really
these,
know.
So these
what...
videos, you'll see people talking about, well, first they started out with half a billion electron volts, but that wasn't good enough. They needed more.
They had to have more, but why?
Well, that's my first problem with all of these is that you don't know how much that is. You don't know what science they're trying to accomplish. So why does this number that has no scale to you bother you when it goes up? It's like... I have 12 wukamahockets of grass clippings.
Yeah, but I mean...
Now I need 400. I don't know if that's half a blade of grass. I don't know if that's 9 volts. You know, that's how many millions of 9 volts they've got lined up.
Right.
We don't know. So, for one, to get a little scared out of that, I think it's just paranoia.
Let me ask you a question. What is the difference between an electron volt and a volt? Like voltage, like volts...
Let's find out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Between electrons.
Fun fact, while Everett's looking up that, CERN, the Large Hadron Collider, is actually the world's biggest machine. So there's nothing bigger in the world as far as machinery goes. It cost $9 billion to make this. So it's pretty
This isn't going to help you much, but one electron volt is equal to the amount of energy one electron acquires by accelerating from rest through a potential difference of 1 volt. So how much you can push an electron to accelerate with 1 volt of electricity. Hmm. So you take an electron and you provide it 7 trillion electron volts worth of push is what they're doing.
So
that's how much energy they're pushing into these particles to get them spun up. So they used to only have 500 million electron volts to push them. Now they're pushing them with that much faster.
Yeah. So it's buried at 575 feet below ground.
It's like horsepower, I guess.
Right. Well, when I first heard that it was buried 575 feet below ground, all I could think in my head was like, so what? There's going to be like a nuclear explosion when they smash these atoms together, and that's their way of preventing a fucking big, huge chaos, you know, a disaster. But so, and that brought me to something else. I was thinking, how is this different than an atom bomb? So I needed Everett to explain this, and I didn't want him to explain it to me before we got on the show because I wanted him to explain it to me now.
Fuck a lot of this up. One is meant to be a bomb, so it's
fair.
It's built to explode. You pack it in with much more unstable material, uranium, plutonium, rather than just they're taking
hydrogen
atoms. They're taking those hydrogen exists of a proton and an electron. Just it's the simplest atom. It's one thing in the middle and one thing revolving around it.
Right.
They strip out that electron and now they're just pushing those protons. It's proton accelerator. That's what's going on around that track.
Right.
So in a nuclear bomb, what they do is they start an uncontrolled fusion process where two particles fuse. And you release a neutron and a bunch of energy. And that neutron, what it does is it goes into the next available atom of plutonium or uranium or whatever and starts that fusion process again.
Fission. Let's get it right.
My bad, Armand. Man, why don't you cop a squat? Let me turn on the recording for you. You can join us. You bored?
If you don't mind.
You got anything going on?
Of course. Bring it on.
Everybody loves you.
We got an impromptu guest coming in. This is Armand. He's a regular. You know him. You love him. You know him. You love him. Yeah, we're on the air, bud.
Oh, I got to stop the recording for just a second.
Well, consult Harvey Weinstein.
You cut out the good part, Everett. So Armand is with us. But yeah, so the first thing I could think, burying that thing at 575 feet is to avoid a catastrophe.
That's the excuse, yes.
The excuse.
I got two of you now.
I totally didn't buy that at all.
No, why'd they bury it at 575 feet?
What catastrophe is going to be avoided at 575 feet? I don't know.
That's a lot of dirt on top there
and
concrete.
If you're worried about that, why don't you put it in some secluded area instead of Switzerland?
Build it in the Alps,
right,
like under the
mountains. Right, it's dead in the middle
of France.
Switzerland.
Yeah, right? I don't get that. If you're worried about catastrophe.
I would assume, like, at this point, fuck you, dude. Assume one that's probably a lot to do with vibration and just keeping it away from people.
Okay, then why did they put it
so deep?
Yeah, it's dead in the middle of the city.
Like, I don't mean like away from people, like proximity. I mean, so people aren't around it a lot. You know what I mean? Like, there's not prying eyes getting
around.
Well,
yeah, I'm sure that's part of it.
It's more secure.
Yeah, I agree. They don't want prying eyes. But so who the hell knows, with anonymity comes corruption.
Oh, yeah.
And you can quote me.
How deep underground does, say, North Korea test their bombs?
I don't know if they're that deep. Well, probably, I guess. If you're going to bury bombs, isn't that what Dr. Strangelove said?
Oh, I don't know.
And one other difference I was thinking, too, is in a bomb, they throw in kilograms of the material to blow up.
Right.
You're only talking kilograms. About streams of protons, single protons, not giant atoms. So that's another difference between, because he was asking the question, what's the difference between what goes on at CERN and an atom bomb? Because they split atoms in an atom bomb, and that makes a big explosion.
They're
splitting
Armand
atoms at LHC.
Right.
Armando Mike, fuck.
I can hear him.
Oh. Thank you, Jacob.
Now you're on.
Now he's
on. Hopefully you'll drink in every word.
You got recorded at least, so that's good. Sorry, guys. That's my bad.
Well, you guys
again.
Have a very good audience. They're right on it.
Yeah.
Yes, they let us know.
We got a better audience than we do an engineer.
But so the actual purpose is to smash these particles together and to find what?
So whenever they smash these protons together, at such high speed, they break down into elementary particles.
Are they just protons themselves or atoms? You know, proton is...
Generally, they do protons. They do all kinds of them.
Yeah,
generally,
subatomic particles too, right? Or do they?
Well, that's what they create with it. That's how they create
quarks,
the subatomic particles. Right, they take the protons and explode them at such a high speed, the quarks are exposed at that point. So they're looking for different types of bosons, which a boson is a type of particle.
Full integer spin.
Yeah, we can go into the minus ones, the ones, the twos, the zeros of the spins and all that. But at a layman's point, think about a photon or any other type of particle that doesn't interact with matter of a different energy level. So a photon, if it meets another photon, they don't interact. They do nothing. So they don't, in the same space, they won't fuck with other objects. The same thing with any kind of other boson. It exists, but you can't interact with it.
Like a gluon is basically a boson, right?
I think a gluon is a fermion, which is actual matter.
I thought it was the other way around.
Is it? Let me double check.
I think a fermion is half integer spin, and that's what your electrons and your that protons, et cetera, are made of fermion. Whereas bosons are, like gluons, which basically is the force that keeps the atom together.
Yeah, they're the ones that are your elementary forces, like gravitons are supposedly. Right. The
all theoretical, by the way.
Theoretical. The graviton is theoretical. Right. Well, the Higgs boson is no longer theoretical, which is...
If you believe that they discovered it at CERN.
Here we go.
I've done a lot of reading into this.
I love
it. Not sure I believe it.
Really?
That's the thing. That's the thing with all science. It's whether you believe it or not.
Because it's not falsifiable. That's the problem.
Oh, Everett's had a revelation.
Well, that's a good point. You can't recreate the experiments of CERN.
Right. But... that's the problem. So that's the problem I have with dark matter, too.
Okay. Then that goes with kind of a side note me and Eric were talking about. I've recently come to the conclusion about myself that I am actually a member of the religion of science rather than...
Right. It is a religion. Yeah.
It was a little hard to come to grips with at first, but... I'm thinking
now
about
you're resigned
it.
To it.
I've always kind of considered myself a man of science. You know, I can check everything, but I'm not checking out shit.
Right.
I was a biology major. I had a chemistry minor. I took physics.
This stuff is
totally, you know, this is all on belief. Believe me, you can't recreate any of this stuff. Neither can the physicists.
The only saving grace I think that it has is that if someone has enough gumption and drive, they can work through a path to eventually make it to work at the Large Hadron Collider. And prove this stuff to themselves. If I had the gumption, I could take the 15-year fucking educational journey and likely understand this and get over to a point where I myself can observe this. I can never go back and see Jesus or Buddha or any of that.
Right.
So that's my little bit of, I kind of feel better that I'm with the religion of science rather than the religion of religion, lack of a better term.
I think that proves my point more than anything, because if you have to go to CERN to prove this.
Right.
Right there. It's a unique. Nobody can build CERN.
Well, that's why
CERN.
The CERN is more or less to prove their math. So you can believe the math again if the math works out for you, and that's fine. You can do that. But CERN is kind of like taking the math and practicing with it.
I think the only thing we can really compare this to, this anything that's comparable, it would be the Manhattan Project, right?
With the amount of the scope, you mean?
Total secrecy. Sure. Right. Yes. The scope was unbelievable. It used unbelievable amounts of money and personnel and physicists. But look what happened. They created something, and we know it works.
Yeah. CERN appears transparent. They like to appear transparent, but I don't feel like they're very transparent.
So what you guys are asking is for this $9 billion investment, what is CERN providing other than the proof of the fundamentals of standard science, the standard model?
Yeah, but I think what Armand's saying and what you're kind of saying too is that they've got proof and they've got it, but how do we know just by
CERN isn't really so much for us as it is for scientists. They built that because scientists themselves were like, you know what, we're no longer in the forefront and we need a place to practice what we do, which is science, to learn, to do experiments, and it's for the scientists.
You believe that?
I mean, that's
we're
my
on
belief.
Cults and conspiracies. I think they're developing weapons.
Hey, well, that's kind of my side on the show. You know what I mean?
Hey, anything that costs that much money has to have people behind it footing the bill, and those people behind it footing the bill have to have an agenda.
Right. I don't think it's pure science.
It's many countries. It's like NASA. I mean, NASA does. You know, we get some patents and shit out of NASA, but again, it's pure for the benefit of man type of shit.
Well, let's talk about what came out of CERN. WWW, the World Wide Web.
Yeah, thank you,
came
CERN.
Out of CERN. The guy needed
created the first web browser
to figure out a way to talk to other scientists in a very fast, free-flowing information.
They didn't create the internet, but the World Wide
the
Web,
World Wide
the actual
Web.
Browsers and web pages, they did.
But
that came out of CERN.
Are you saying, though, if there were no CERN, there would be no World Wide Web?
I'm saying CERN created the need for it, and those minds were the ones that developed it because there was a need for it. So I'm not saying that we wouldn't have developed the internet or the World Wide Web. Maybe it would be vastly different. Maybe it would have taken 25 more years because we never had the need for it. But the need for it is what made those guys develop it.
Well, that's
it,
that NASA developed the need for Tang.
Yeah, they did. They needed Tang, but that's why they developed it, because they had a need for it. They needed something that the astronauts could drink up there that was,
Have you guys ever heard the theories of string theory? and super symmetry.
Yeah, but I'm not very versed on super symmetry. Yeah.
Right, and that's another thing that I think has caused a lot of the paranoia here is they talk about how they're trying to discover these possible other dimensions. And what people think of them, the first thing is here's another dimension, is from a movie. You know what I mean? It's a whole realm of other being.
Yeah.
Now,
like
all what they're trying
plane
to do
of existence.
Is they've, in their theory, have broken matter down into two types of things. Well, any object, not just matter. Like energy as well. It's right. either a string or a brain, a membrane of energy or a string of...
B-R-A-N-E.
Right, B-R-A-N-E. So what they're trying to do is figure out the basic fundamentals of everything. You take it down past atom to quark to what makes up quarks, your gluons and all your bosons. They want to take it all the way down and find out what exactly makes
What's
up...
What's the glue that holds the universe together is basically
Well, there's fundamental
they
forces they want to try... They're trying yeah. to make one theory to rule them all, so to speak.
Yeah, they
grand
want to make sense of what...
Exactly, the grand unified theory. The one answer that combines
gravity
and quantum mechanics, basically.
And the three other fundamental forces.
Right, the weak nuclear force, the strong nuclear force, gravity. What's the other one?
Electromagnetism.
Right, electromagnetism.
Thank you, James
gravity,
Clark Maxwell.
Gravity, for whatever reason, is what? 100 trillion times less
Much
than
less,
like the
right.
weak force?
Correct.
It's yeah. real weird. But
by far the weakest.
But that's one thing
Until
they're trying
to
figure out.
Until you get the quantum effects.
Right, and then that breaks all the rules. It's
supposedly, when that's in fact, I think that's one of the definitions of the like the Big Bang or the singularity is where gravity is equal to, in strength, all the other three fundamental forces.
What do you guys think? Do you think we've shit all over the science enough of this real quick to bastardize this to go into the fun part of it? Let's talk about
Wait,
some of
Wait, hang on. A little bit more about supersymmetry. What is supersymmetry exactly?
Hold on, I'll give you
Boy,
the
that's
definition.
A tough one. It's a little beyond me, here. Too. Let's
because
hear it.
Because I'm not familiar too much with what supersymmetry is. I know what symmetry
I've heard
is.
That,
stuff
I've,
can be symmetrical. Yeah, I've heard
right,
the term, but
right,
I'm not
I've
sure
it bandied around also,
as
but
what
I,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from a physicist or... Someone quoting one.
Okay, it's the theory that links gravity with the other fundamental forces.
Okay.
That's supersymmetry.
Okay,
what we were just talking
about.
That's the
that.
Name.
Okay,
for
that's
it.
The name of it. Okay.
Okay.
So they're seeking to find that final equation, so to speak.
So some of the theory that one of the theories comes out of CERN that Everett has written down is the Donald Trump theory. I don't know what's the Donald Trump
I
theory.
I can't wait.
It's like a mega Mandela to where somehow we've shifted into a universe that it was possible for Donald Trump to become president. I don't. Oh, I think this is the dumbest
I like that.
One. Yeah. It's so dumb. No, we live in a universe where people voted him in. It's democracy. I didn't vote for him. I don't particularly care for the man. But to say to whine and say no, CERN fucking popped us into another universe where only that could have been possible in this one place, is some real crazy.
Yeah, that's
shit.
A reach.
That's. And that's my problem reach. With a lot of these. It's like, let's really reach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, go.
But if
Berenstain, I can handle.
Right. No shit. Yeah. And the Queen, we are the champions of the world thing. That gets me every time.
Yeah. The Mandela effect is like the primary thing you hear people attributing to CERN. Yeah. Are you familiar with the Mandela effect?
No, I never heard that term.
So it's a phenomenon that people have been noticing for a long time. It started with the belief that Nelson Mandela died in prison in the 90s.
Okay.
Half the population believes that happened. They don't remember him getting out of prison, becoming president, and having a long life. So that's where the effect comes from. People, two parts of the populace.
So they diverge.
They diverge.
Their realities diverge.
Yeah,
it's exactly
yeah.
So it. They think CERN has popped two universes together and split up the. But there's thousands of different examples of this having happened.
Yeah, the Queen song. We are the champions of the world. That of the world isn't on there, man. Not at the end.
See, he comes in a universe. He claims to come from a universe where of the world
is at the end.
What I think is he turned the channel on the station before it got to that part of the song. But that's just me.
And then the kids' books, Berenstain Bears. It's Berenstain, Berenstain. It's
Berenstain Bears.
It's Berenstain. I remember Berenstain.
I've always
Bears.
Called it Berenstain.
But yeah, Stein. But that's Stein.
But so do you believe that there are these infinite universes or multiverses that you know, in one world
I believe
Hillary
that's a
won,
good possibility,
in another world?
But I don't believe that we're shifted into two separate universes myself.
And I don't know how infinite universes could work. Infinite,
well, I think that's
I have
the answer.
Such a problem with infinity.
Isn't that the
intro? Shit, okay.
You guys did time travel, right? Isn't that the answer to the time paradox?
That's the way they fix it in Rick and Morty. Is instead of going through time, they just travel between different realities.
Oh,
it's the cheap way to get through time travel. Yeah. Time travel, in my opinion, can only exist if you're going through from points in time on that part of your four-dimensional scale in your same reality. If you're going to another reality, you're just traveling through. four-dimensional space into another reality. Big deal.
Yeah, I don't.
But
think
if you can go back and forth in your own reality and affect what you've done here, that's real time travel to me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That. But yeah, traveling to another reality wouldn't really be time travel. That's just interdimensional travel, but not even really dimensional. See, that's what gets me. So a lot of people think like, so three dimensions in this universe.
Okay, that's a good point.
Bring that right
the dimension. To that. So
another dimension another reality.
Again, I'm not going to claim to completely understand string theory. I'm not a fucking astrophysicist, particle physicist, any of that.
Right.
But what I understand is their math tends to indicate that these particles can exist in a multitude of other physical dimensions that have more or less wrapped up in on themselves in such a tight manner that we can't even...
In fact, I think they necessitate 10 or 11. I'm not sure. I've seen 10, but somebody else said 11. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's 10.
That's what I thought, too. I said, no, this guy's a physicist. I don't know. He said 11.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, fuck, that shit changes all the time. Again, right. We're not scientists. We're not string theorists, but...
I mean, I am.
But they
No, I'm just kidding.
Explain it to me, then.
No. You didn't
He's
find out.
He's talking about tying his shoes, that sort of string theory.
Yes, that's the string theory I'm into.
Did you start on the left or right?
Loop, swoop, and pull.
Hey, listen, Columbo busted Robert Conrad on that one time.
Did he?
Well, yeah.
Tie his shoes with a different hand?
Yeah, he tied his shoes because it's different if a guy ties your shoes for you or you tie your own shoes, which side the knot's on.
Yeah, left. You can tell Columbo the difference between a left-handed guy and a right-handed guy tying their shoes just based on how
the
knot
is. Yeah. Yep. So remember that, it's listeners. True story.
What if they wear Velcro?
Then you will know nothing.
Yeah, I mean, so from now on, poker face me is wearing Velcro only.
Slip-ons.
Ruh-roh.
Which one do I Velcro
Loafer.
First? Did you guys see the video of the human sacrifice?
You know, 98% of people put peanut butter on a sandwich before they put jelly.
Did you see that?
Did you see that?
I don't eat peanut butter.
I don't know what that's got to do with
syrup. I do.
I do, too.
PB before the J.
Right.
Well, you can't really spread peanut butter on jelly.
I think it's more of if you're using the same knife, it's easier. Like, the peanut butter doesn't really go into the jelly, but the jelly goes into the peanut butter because it doesn't stick to the knife as well. So, like, if you dip your jelly first... And then you go into your peanut butter with your jelly-covered knife.
Makes
jelly
sense.
Stays in the peanut butter. If you do peanut butter first, that peanut butter doesn't come off into the jelly jar.
That's correct.
Keep talking. I'll be right back.
Okay. We have when we draw up local, we draw up a long-acting local and a short-acting local. You're always supposed to draw up. That's always to chew out the residents because if you don't want to mix the long with the short. You don't mind the short with the long because some of it always gets when you use the same syringe.
Right.
So I used to, I was always watching my residents. You don't want that long-acting stuff.
Hey, Victor Sanchez wants to know. He says, ask Armand what happened this day in history in 1800.
Ooh, 18. Good question. 1800.
Yeah. God damn it, Victor.
a presidential election? Was it Adams beating Jefferson?
I don't know. He was probably asking if you knew.
Oh, it's just a theoretical question.
He said, hey, man, what happened this day in
I don't know. We don't have our show today, so I don't look it up, but...
Yeah.
What do you think, Armand's a machine?
He is a machine. Well, but in case y'all didn't know, Armand does a show this day in history where every day he talks about what happened on this day in history. So.
I'll look it up, Victor. I'm remiss
Lick
in my duties.
The knife between jars, Frank says, that's a very good idea.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah. There we go. We've kind of gone far afield from CERN, though, haven't we?
Yeah, to butter, peanut butter and jelly making sandwiches.
But so you guys were just doing the basic when I walked. I was just walking by. I was going to go get something out of the refrigerator.
What we were talking about
fusion
was
fission, and I can't
stop. Yeah, and I had the question: what makes that different from an atom bomb? You know what I mean? Because they're smashing particles together.
An atom bomb, I believe,
was
an atom bomb. They actually it depends on a plutonium or uranium, but they reach critical mass. They bombard it with neutrons, and that I think you were talking about that. Causes, at least with a fission reaction, and that's what drives a fusion reaction. The fission, you hit a uranium atom with neutrons until you start, these neutrons bounce off the uranium atom, U-235, and it starts a chain reaction. They hit more atoms and more atoms, and all of a sudden it gets out of hand and it blows up.
Huh.
Whereas, and that's what initiates a fusion reaction because it takes tremendous heat to fuse to hydrogen atoms,
right.
Which is what's going on at the core of the sun, these continuous nuclear fusion reactions, and that gives off tremendous energy.
So eventually, though, they'll run out of hydrogen and it'll have to start fusing heavier elements in the
Correct.
Sun, right?
In the sun, right. Yeah, start fusing, I think it goes, you're fusing hydrogen into helium, and then it goes helium into oxygen, and then carbon, I think, and when you hit iron, that's it, it stops. That's,
yes, it starts shrinking down and it's about to go.
You get a supernova. Yeah. So iron's the end of the line, and that's...
So, Armand, have you seen the CERN logo.
Yeah, that is a weird thing. What the hell is that supposed to signify?
666.
Oh, yeah.
It's not supposed to signify. That's exactly what it signifies,
like
Everett.
But
666.
Yeah, it looks like Damien's forehead. I was just watching The Omen.
If you're listening on the podcast, you should look on the...
this is what happens when I move from my
secret. Look on the internet.
Well,
they do have
Shiva out. Isn't that the representative? Shiva's the destroyer, right?
Yeah, she's the god of destruction.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, that was Oppenheimer's quote. Remember, I am become death.
Yeah, from the Bhagavad Gita, yeah.
Yeah.
At Trinity, yeah.
So they did a whole mass...
Interact on to shut his big mouth.
Did you see that they did a what looked like a human sacrifice at CERN right out in front of that statue one time?
Yeah. Yeah, they totally
There's video of you can find on the internet. It looks like some hooded figures come up and stab a person and kill them.
Yeah, CERN's an odd place.
But they've come out publicly and say this was just a troll thing they did. The scientists there were messing with people.
Of course. Huh.
It makes sense to me. Think about who scientists are. They're your nerdy type of guys who play D&D and just they're just fucking geeks. Can't you think if they've read on the internet?
I'm just saying, but.
Well, again, I'm stereotyping. I hate to do that. I hate to generalize. But aren't they the type of guys you would think that would read something like that on the internet and play right into it? Let's go out there and make it look like we're actually sacrificing.
Yeah, so their head of press released an article on their website, and he released it on April 1st. We'll get to that later. But he released an article that said that the pyramids were a remote control power station for the particle accelerator on Mars, which...
You made me watch that video this morning.
Yeah, that one was cool.
I didn't see it.
So they think that Olympus Mons is actually not a volcano, but in fact...
What?
Remnants of a particle accelerator.
Holy shit.
That was controlled by the three pyramids in Egypt.
Wow.
So
A fucking maniac.
A fucking maniac. Yeah, no shit.
Wow.
So if you look at Mars, Olympus Mons, and then the three underlying mountains there, it's like the same setup as Orion, the same setup as the Pyramids of Giza, same setup as CERN.
Same setup as what the fucking compass and sextant looks like in the Freemason logo.
Wow.
So now he's just making fun
of
people.
Yeah, now I'm making fun of
you. That's what's going on.
Well, I mean, come on. That's a reach. That's a hell of a reach there. I don't mind the conspiracy crowd reaches.
You know what, Armand? I'll link you to the video or I'll post it in the group after the thing.
I'll check that out.
It was pretty good. It wasn't bad.
Well, another thing that bothers me is this whole we're going to open up new dimensions. It's the plot of the game Doom, except not on Mars. It's on Earth. Scientists on Mars accidentally open up the portal to hell and unleash all kinds of fury. And that's a big fear that a lot of people have, that they're going to open up a portal.
But so think about this, though. Wouldn't it be fucked, though, if the whole God and the devil, heaven, hell thing was all real? And then what they do is when they tap into another dimension, they're opening up Oculus Infernum, the eye of hell. They're figuring out, and that leaks into Earth. I mean, just per se, how fucked up would that be? I mean,
super fucked up.
It's crazy. I would be really fucked up. We'd all die.
Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting if they created a singularity or something like, you know,
if you could prove that kind of stuff. And it is the correct biblical heaven and hell. You've proven God at that point. You've proven life after death.
Right.
You've changed everything we know about existence.
Does no good, though, because we're all dead.
You've proven, not dead. We are in the afterlife now.
Is that imperative if they do that?
If you can prove heaven and hell and it's the biblical heaven and hell, I don't think it has to destroy everything.
Is that the rapture?
Yeah, or
is that
other religions are going to
be
where
are you
pissed.
Going when everything's getting destroyed?
Yeah, does everything have to be destroyed too?
I mean, if hell gets to earth, I mean, wouldn't it? I mean, I don't know. That's just like an assumption. Wouldn't we die?
See, that's
I mean,
the problem. A lot of people are drawing these conclusions and be like, man, they open up that portal. Game over, man. Game over.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah, exactly.
So what you're saying is we'll be able to open up the portal, look into hell, see what's going on.
I'm not saying
maybe
anything.
It's
damn,
dimension.
It's hot in there. Well, we ain't going there. I got
to
start praying.
So theoretically, what happens if we have a portal to hell? What happens if we open a portal to hell?
Yes.
I don't know. What does this portal consist of? Is it just a rip in space-time that you can walk through? Is there free? If you turn on a fan, will you blow air particles from our universe
Could
into
you
theirs?
Cool it off?
I don't know.
Can we give them ice water?
Nice.
I'm just saying, is it a completely free flowing like a window? You know what I mean? We're inside our house universe,
that's
and that's
where
their
the
house
religion
universe.
Of science comes in, and you just have to believe.
Well, to believe in the portals of hell.
Well, that's another thing, though. Is it a viewing portal or is it a nexus? You know, that
you where you can
actually
patch it. That's my question exactly. Yeah, can we just look through it, or does actual matter back and forth happen? I don't know.
It's just a view. I mean, is that what
right.
it is?
We don't just know. View. I don't know. I think Eric and I agree. I think they're weaponizing it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, they're going
to
figure something out. They're going to start putting people
in. Oh, I
got
to hear this. How are they weaponizing? What kind of weapons are they?
Well,
weaponizing CERN?
You're talking
or
about 40 electron volts? That's a lot of power. 40. That's the new one. They're going for 40. Current, I think they've done it.
They were at like 8 trillion or 7 trillion electron volts.
Yeah, no,
or something
40
like that.
Now. Yeah, 40 tera electron volts.
Oh, so
fucking
that's
40?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Which again, is more than they thought even they
We were
do.
Talking about earlier today. We don't know the difference between 40 tera electron volts and, you know, 30.
That's what I was wondering. Is it that much? But apparently,
well,
that's
a pretty
big deal. Well, from
7 tera electron
we were actually
volts
talking
to
about,
40
do you know
is
what a tera
a
electron,
lot.
Do you know what the difference between a tera electron volt and a volt is?
An electron volt and
we
a
figured
volt.
This out earlier.
Oh, okay. Please tell me.
So a tera electron volt is kind of like the horsepower rating for the thing. It's how much energy they push into pushing an electron along the path. 1 tera electron volt is the amount of momentum gained by an electron when applied with 1 volt of energy.
Okay.
So you call those tera electron volts. It's like knots versus miles per hour, kind of. I don't know.
Tera being, is that trillions?
I don't know.
Well, let's see. Well, they're...
It could
I
have
thought it was tera trillion.
Gigas millions.
That's Jay-Z.
Isn't it? Gigawatt? Jay-Z.
That was a joke.
No, yeah, it's gigawatt, not
right.
giga. But
isn't that a billion? Is
gigawatt,
that a billion?
Terawatt. There's gigabyte, terabyte,
right.
petabyte,
is that
yodabyte.
A billion bytes?
Yoda.
Yodabyte.
Why million is, well, let's just, the Latin mega is million. Then giga is billion, right?
And
tera, I think
trillion.
It's trillion.
Yeah. T. Yeah, they both have T.
I mean,
yeah.
It makes sense.
I think it's trillion, yeah.
I'll go with it.
Well, or 10 to the 12th.
10 to the 12th.
Yeah, electron volts.
People are also getting real freaked out about the fact that they're creating antimatter, which we've
right,
been...
Right, that too.
We've been... Which is great. Nobody has ever seen antimatter. The only thing we have about the fear of antimatter comes that it is bad. It explodes no matter what.
Well,
it explodes.
They actually captured... anti-hydrogen and kept it for 16 minutes. They kept
right.
it stable.
That was they did an experiment the other day. It was 7 atoms of it, though. 7 atoms of anti-hydrogen they hit with a standard light to see what the reflection of it would see if the same color bounces off of anti-hydrogen as does regular hydrogen. Turns
right.
out it does.
Right.
But 7 atoms worth of antimatter is nothing. Whenever that wipes out, that's it's a fair amount of energy, but it's nothing that's
yep.
crazy.
So I hear like a gram of antimatter
that'd be bad.
Is like 4 Hiroshima bombs
that'd
or something like that. Equivalency, you know, so it's explosive
right.
destructive power.
If it meets matter.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Because it doesn't, if it's just antimatter.
They
it's
have it
not.
In a magnet, right? Isn't that how right. they sustain it? A super magnet?
In Star Trek, they use dilithium crystals.
That's right.
Which is the only known regular matter that can not interact with antimatter.
Oh, is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Oh, give them a roll. She's got.
Yeah. Wow. That's what they use in Star Trek is antimatter drives. They just funnel in shit tons of antimatter and explode it with matter.
And that's
matter.
What propels the ship, huh?
And they catch all that energy and turn it into the warp field.
What about antimatter machine guns? That's what they're producing up there. Isn't that right? They're weaponizing
CERN?
This shit, and they're making
antimatter
machine
guns.
That
seems dangerous.
I thought they were like a quark gun or something, too. Fires like a
tell
quark,
me some more
stream
ideas
of
for these weapons.
Bose-Einstein condensate and all that stuff. Gluon quark matter and all this shit they're making?
But why would that be weaponized?
I mean, if you can blow a particle through somebody's head at light speed, all I'm saying is that's not good for you.
Well, if you could, you know, vaporize things and use a weapon, a super weapon, without having any nuclear fallout or
well, that's the railgun. I mean,
yeah, but that's just
those are plasma
electric.
Rifles.
It's no, that's a solid projectile.
Yeah, but they
gun.
Use plasma, charged plasma, and with the magnets to propel
do,
it.
Do, do, do. Yeah, it's the magnets along the rail. What are you getting plasma from? What the fuck are you talking about?
Watch some videos on rail
well,
guns.
I guess,
see how they
I
work.
Guess
the air ionizes. It creates plasma behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it explodes
and
the surrounding
it's all
air.
Part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you then. You think this is just pure science? That
in my opinion, I've seen nothing in any video or any website I've been to. Granted, my research is limited to maybe 5 or 6 hours of research on this subject.
Sure.
But specifically on the, you know, the quote unquote crazy side of it, I've seen nothing at all that makes me think anything they're doing is below board. I see what I've seen are paranoid delusions at this point. The conclusions are being drawn are just that. They're weird conclusions being drawn from evidence that just doesn't exist.
Exactly. We
it's
need more
fear.
Evidence. We need them to be more transparent and give us everything we fucking need.
What
let
they,
me
I
want to
give
come
you
in.
Numbers
I
that we don't
to,
understand. We
I
don't wanna, understand their numbers. So they can
that's
give
not
you
my fault.
The imperial,
they explain that.
That
shit.
Is your fault. If you want to
what
understand
they
what they're
to
doing,
do
it's
is
not.
Let me in, and I need to see these particles being smashed together.
I'm not sure
you're
if you went to. I'm not sure if you went to Washington U and grabbed a PhD in physics, they'd understand a lot of this.
But
stuff.
Again, that's not CERN's problem that we don't understand what they're doing. It's not on
it
them
is made
to teach
by
us.
I don't know though.
Scientists.
It does invite certain. You know, if we don't quote, we'd explain it to you, but you can't understand.
No,
mean,
I'm okay with that. I probably.
You know,
would.
We sound like it's people
like
in the
a
dark
CIA
ages.
Talking.
Let's start up another Inquisition because we don't understand what's going on. That's exactly what we're talking about here. These people are so far above us that we're ready to crucify them
no.
because we don't understand. It's just like the Spanish Inquisition. Religion is reigning, And people are scared.
In this case,
and
it's
let's
the
fucking cut
science.
The heads off the witches. You know yeah. what I mean? Because we don't understand what they're doing. Let's ostracize
well,
them.
Well, they weren't really witches, so.
Neither are our scientists now at CERN, in my opinion. But you know, whatever. Let's just call them mad scientists because they're opening up doorways to hell.
This one guy did legit call them mad scientists.
Doorways to hell. Well, nothing to do with religion there.
Well, that of course is hypothetical, absurdly. Well,
all these hypotheses are
right, but I think the other one. I think you're jumping at a rather absurd conclusion.
Again,
too,
I am
just doing
a member of the Church of Science.
But the Manhattan Project.
Religious.
We could have said all this about the Manhattan Project. Yeah, we're just physicists, and we're trying to get to the bottom of what, you know,
right.
the nuclear strong force, et cetera, and we're trying to make a new
I mean, they're doing their best to explain it to us with string theory, and, you know, there's hundreds of videos out there you can get to try to figure out what
but
all
then
this
what,
means.
From what I read, you know, to prove any of the stuff that they want to prove takes so much power, they'll never get even close.
No,
like
no one else
theory.
Could generate
we're talking
this type
about
of,
petawatts and
I,
stuff
I haven't
or
heard
whatever.
That, but
nobody else
yeah,
could generate
not,
these
never
experiments
say never,
that they're doing at CERN.
Never say never.
They're not going to do it at CERN. Let's
I'm
put
saying,
it that way.
I'm saying no one else
not with their current
can generate these experiments. They can't. We can't recreate these experiments. No other lab or scientist in the world that isn't involved with CERN can recreate these experiments.
We were
going to
build a...
So for science, what I'm saying is for science to be, you have to be peer-reviewed.
It has to
retested.
Be.
You know, more experiments have to be verified.
It has to be reproducible yes. and falsifiable. Read Karl Popper. We were talking about
so,
that global warming.
So they cannot.
They invite people to CERN all the time, scientists to come over there and work. So I
to
mean,
use their machine
to
under
their machines.
Conditions. Don't tweak that button.
They. Like they are some sort of.
That. Yeah, don't touch that. I don't know. I think
I knew,
I think
knew this
more
episode
to
was going
to
annoy Everett. I knew it.
Wow, I didn't know he was such an acolyte of the scientific.
No, I'm an acolyte
industrial.
Of people drawing conclusions. With
no, I'm not. I'm asking questions. I don't think I'm
that's
not
fine.
Convinced.
I'm not talking
totally
about you in particular, but these
scientific
guys,
pursuit.
These guys that are coming out with Olympus Mons as a particle accelerator.
Well, that, yeah, that's stretching credulity.
We're opening up gateways to hell. You know what? The only ones that I can find a little bit of. I can give you some, you know, it's okay to
credence.
Be scared of, is the black hole theories. I can see why you would get scared. Black holes are a real thing.
Okay.
They are probably creating them.
So how would a black hole be created by smashing two particles together? Because
so
just
a black
someone
hole
in science
is
how,
super
like,
dense
give it
matter.
To me.
Right.
Once,
okay.
once matter gets between a certain density level, it's technically a black hole.
Okay.
So then there's also something Stephen Hawking figured out called Hawking radiation, which is more or less the evaporation of energy from a black hole, energy or matter from a black hole. And these black holes that are being created created with such elementary particles that are so small that they're less than, you know, an atom in
right.
matter size.
It's not
size.
Like a black hole we think at the center
right.
of the galaxy.
They
it,
exist
a,
for such yeah. a short time and evaporate with what little material they have evaporates away nearly instantaneously.
Right. And they think so, that happens naturally, too.
Right. In and out of an existence at all points of time. We don't understand the real fabric of what reality is anyway.
That's what they're trying to do from what I understand, though, right?
Exactly right.
And they're also trying to create dark matter, I believe, right? Or at least
or
simulate
understand
what it is.
What,
yeah,
figure out what that is.
Right.
Yeah, who knows about dark matter and dark energy?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that's a cop-out, to tell you
well,
the truth.
It isn't. That's why they call it dark.
It's the only way they can explain
yeah,
it.
That's
yeah.
why they,
dark also
it's
means
not
stupid.
It's not really
you know,
because we can't observe it.
As in dim?
But we don't know what it is. We can't right. observe it, though.
Well, you know, there is kind of a whole dark matter type of thing going on with their experiments anyway. You know how you hear that they know about these particles before they actually observe them?
Yeah.
Think about it like
let's
this. Whenever you explode an atom, everything blows out basically in all exact directions. Well, say we were sitting in here, and there's an invisible man here, and we blow up a powder bomb, like just like talcum powder.
Right.
We don't know to observe him, but what we do is we see this event happening, and there's something here we don't know what's going on. There's a void. So what they do at that point is they look at the math, they figure what probably could create that void, and then they create special detectors to see if what they thought happening is really happening.
Right.
And that's how like the Higgs boson experiments happen. They figure it's there. They do the math to figure out what they probably have to do to observe it. Then do the experiment. Then, if they're right, they observe it.
Because that was one of the points that these guys in these crazy videos were making. How do they always know what they're about to discover every time?
Well, it's because
you know
there's something going on here that they can't mathematically quantify. There's a missing chunk to their equations to what should be happening. Then they start to really figure out, why can't we explain what this little piece here is with our equations?
Right.
It works for everything else, but there's a missing chunk here. Let's find out what's in that chunk. And that's the science over there. That's it's best guess, like the movie The Core says, that's all science is best guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then test it.
Well, that's a scientific theory.
Right.
You know, you make your
hypothesis theory.
Right,
test
you make
it,
your hypothesis, you test it, and then observation.
And then eventually maybe it becomes law if it was right. You were actually that right.
And even that, you know, Einstein said there's no such thing as a law. It's so just speak, until it's disproven.
It's relative. Well, right. All laws would be relative to, you know, the physics of where you're talking about.
That too. I mean, obviously. Although the consensus is that our physics
is universal.
Right.
But
consistent through the whole universe. Of course, that's a pretty good jump too. I don't know, but
physics breaks down to at a black hole level and the quantum level too. So
right,
it's all relative.
Black holes are fucking crazy and creepy to me because, like, how can light not escape? You know what I mean? Like that's like something that always it's a true
pull,
fact.
Is that,
right. So that's what I'm saying. But like, how does it have the effect? You know, that pull has effect on, I guess, the photons.
Well,
photons escape.
So space it's not pulling on the particle, so to speak. When you think about gravity, think about space as a fabric, and whenever you have two things with mass, think of it as equal plane. It's a sheet. You drop two bowling balls on it, and they create depressions. Those depressions, like mercury or drops of water, want to combine together. So the very slight depression that light has as it's moving along comes into contact with the huge depression that is a black hole, and even it can't get out of it. It has such little interaction, but it's enough to where the ginormous pull of the black hole, if he gets close enough to the event horizon, it's too much.
Well, Tony and I had this discussion. I try to divert it to science and sex a lot.
Sure.
On our show.
Two S's?
Yeah, that's the big ones.
Uh-huh.
And so the question I had about it was, light is massless, right? So how can it be affected at all?
That's the thing.
But we looked that up. Now I've already forgotten the answer because we looked it up. And I actually looked up
sound
why,
like us, Armand.
And the guy gave us a pretty good answer, and then I forgot already. But
it's massless, but the way the bosons work, the photon works, it will still interact with things that are of a different energy level. Whatever the fuck that means, they're still can have interactions with other types of objects that exist, be it energies or mass or matters.
I fucked Everett up the other day because I was explaining to him how they've done this experiment with photons and they've made them stable. It's almost like a lightsaber in theory.
What they call it, photonic molecules, more or less, where they're clumping photons together to create items made of photons, more or less.
Yeah,
it's a really you'll have to look at look up photonic molecules.
It's like
it's not like a lightsaber.
No, I probably won't cut, but.
No, it's a way that they, say when you shine a light through a translucent material, and the way a photon exists inside of that material as both light and...
A particle and a wave.
Sort of. It's more than the whole particle wave theory. Read into it. It's really crazy. If it was just particle wave, there's nothing
new
there.
Look into it, man.
But it's the way they're clumping them up. Oh. It's a whole thing. I'm too stupid to understand it. It made sense while I was reading it. But you know me, the scatterbrain that I am, I can't completely commit the entire science of photonic molecules to my brain after a 20-minute read.
Wow, somebody said light can't be massless. I don't know. How can you explain
why
that to me?
Yeah,
I don't understand that. Why can't it be massless?
Well, it doesn't have any particles, so to speak, so you have to have some
sort
of
physical...
But it
does interact with other things, right? I think that's where the...
Well, think about neutrinos and other boson. They don't interact with normal matter, but they have a mass.
Like tachyons.
All the neutrino
tachyons are...
Here.
They supposedly go faster than the speed of light, right? Because they're massless.
Well, there's all kinds of weird things we don't know about physics. So, like entanglement, how does the effects of quantum entanglement work instantaneously? Like,
right.
You can have
spooky
something
interaction at a distance.
That's what Einstein called it. You can have something that's 100 light years away and affect it one way, and the other one notices it. And that's part of
they're
the
entangled.
Whole...
They're entangled. Now, are they trying to do that at CERN? Now, that would be worth pursuing if you do that.
I was reading about that too. There's some sort of theory.
Quantum computing.
They
right?
create partner particles of all these It's something to do with supersymmetry. They're creating electrons have selectrons.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Startrons.
No, they just add an S to the front of it. It's
right,
the whole
they
thing.
Have a, right.
Never mind.
And it's just all the super particles, the partner particles. It's pretty neat.
Okay, but so why fucking Shiva? Why Shiva out front?
Why the god
of destruction out in the front of your...
Could have been
why
Kali.
Shiva?
Let's say this. They're not helping themselves.
No, that does not help your case at all.
Well, if you go by Everett,
what if
another little trick by these nerdy scientists.
Oh,
I'm not saying that's
throw
what it
the
is.
The fear of a god or the Trinity.
No, I'm sure they probably have a reason. They should. I mean, if they care, and I wouldn't care... If they care, they probably should come out and say why we have the statue. Just why not go ahead and put a press release out? Have a conference and say, all right, here's what we found on the internet. We were listening to this dumb Surreal Talk podcast, and these morons made a lot of interesting little
accusations. Just to stoke that theory.
Accusations.
We're going to put Satan as our,
Satan.
That'll be our mascot. Anyway, I don't know. You guys know any physicists, by the way? They can't be a lot of fun.
I know a dude named Armand.
I'm a dumb podiatrist.
I don't know any, in real life, no.
No.
I mostly just read about them. They're interesting. Watch a lot of YouTube and History Channel.
Yeah, I mean, like Paul Dirac. Richard Feynman was supposed to be really, really a big friend of mine. If you read his book, I've got him if you want to. Surely you're joking, Mr. Feynman. I like him. He's a good writer. Yeah, he's pretty good.
I'll take a look at it.
My favorite physicist is Neil deGrasse.
I don't like
him. I like that guy. You don't like him?
He's a global warming nut.
I like how he explains things. I do. I like how he explains certain things that just makes it easier to understand.
Well, then you like Feynman, because Feynman puts it really...
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Go on YouTube. check him out.
I like Neil because he explains things pretty simply.
I think he's sold out.
Neil, think
yeah,
so?
Yeah, he's too commercial.
Oh, yeah. No, if there was ever a sellout, it would be him. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
That other guy's not too bad. Michio Kaku or whatever. Kaku, the guy's yeah, I've read a lot of his
yeah,
books.
Yeah,
he's one of the progenitors of the string theory.
Yeah.
He's one of the first people to come up with that. Yeah, he's a pretty smart guy. Again,
theoretical
physicist. In the past 10, 15 years, he's starting to do the rock star thing like Neil deGrasse Tyson is.
Kip Thorne's a good one.
Yeah, Alex Filipinko out in Berkeley, I believe,
Black
is another great
one. Black
Holes
and Time Warps? That's Kip Thorne's book. That's a good one.
I haven't read it. Again, Stephen Hawking's a great one. But
well, he's kind of...
he's hardly a rock star, but he probably would be. Could he get around? You know what I mean?
Well, if he were...
It's like the Dennis Leary thing of, like, what if Jesus had lived to be 35? What if Stephen Hawking could walk? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't think ALS is like any brain degeneration, right? So he's still as smart as he would be.
Motor. Yeah, but he's saying he'd probably be more, you know, the chicks would love him more if he could get around.
Well, right. Well, you know, how much would he play into I'm the smartest guy in the world? I don't know.
I don't even know if he is. If I was the smartest guy in the world. Lucasian professor of mathematics at Cambridge. Is that the deal? Yeah. Which was what Isaac Newton was.
Isaac Newton's post.
That was one of them.
I heard that there was a young girl from China that had like an IQ of like 200 or something like that. She's way smarter than...
Well, see, you can have that IQ, but if you don't have the knowledge to back it up,
right? Also
or the work ethic.
Isn't that, what's her, Savant? Fair. The gal that you know what I'm talking about, writes in Parade? Marie Savant or whatever.
She
claimed
giant
to be a 200 IQ. And she,
I have like 140 IQ, and it doesn't mean dick because
I don't
apply
it. Damn thing. Nah, IQ doesn't mean anything.
That's a good point. All my IQ is a result of how well I can take those goddamn tests. You know, I can pick out patterns.
Yeah, I'm good at IQ tests. The more you take, the better you'll get at it, believe me.
Right.
So have you taken the Mensa test? You can probably pass the
probably
Mensa
have.
Test.
I don't recall. I used to care about that shit. I don't care. I mean, what good does it do me to know how smart I really am?
Would you
am?
Rather bench press 300 or be in Mensa?
I don't know what a Mensa is.
Mensa is like the top 1% of smart
2%.
People. It's or 2%. If you're,
You
pass the test, you can be in the club.
But there's one that's like one out of a million or something. What's that called? These guys are like the real.
It's
top.
Elitism again. I have a problem with all elitism in special clubs.
Okay, so how as bench pressing 300 pounds wouldn't really help me. Okay. As far as in my everyday life, I'm going to go with the other one.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what are you going
to
do?
Well, if you're in a bar and somebody's, you know, trying to kick your ass.
Yeah, but then again, if you're that fucking smart, you can just read what they're doing. You know what
Holmes
I mean?
Well, I think
come
I can
on,
kick
man.
Stephen
Sherlock
Hawking's
Holmes.
Ass.
Sherlock Holmes. Yeah.
Me too, buddy.
Oh, I'd whip Stephen Hawking's ass.
Right.
Fuck
well,
yeah, I would.
Okay, well, there you go. Reducto ad absurdum.
Won't you tweak that little eye at me? Fucking cheap twitch.
I'd roll him off a cliff.
Fuck yeah, I would. I'll headbutt Stephen Hawking.
Don't do that. Don't.
I'm just saying, if he was to come on like, hey, fuck you.
Isn't
you
that
know,
a great
I'd be like,
sport?
What'd you say, dude?
Have you heard of that sport though, where you play chess with a guy and then you box him?
Yes.
And if you either checkmate him or knock him out, the game's over.
In between rounds, you play chess.
Right.
And then the round starts and it's back to boxing.
Right. That's a good sport.
Oh,
I like
that. Fucking crazy.
It's right up there with like the MMA / knights fighting, where they get in there with swords and armor.
Oh, yeah.
They fight each other. Then they can go to the ground and they're MMAing each other.
Oh, is that how it goes? Okay.
It's so dumb.
Well, they don't have any cerebral element to it. I like the chess. Anyway, anything else about CERN we ought to know? Now, I was reading an article by a guy supposedly worked there. Now, this is, I don't know, I'll show it to you. Maybe you guys
show
read it, too.
Show me what you got.
Said we messed
that,
up.
That the person in charge or whatever, they got up to that 40 electron volts. She was gone. Nothing left but her purse and her clothes and her tampon.
What had happened?
No shit.
I'll show you the article. This guy supposedly was a physicist that was there.
And she got hit by the beam. How did the beam get out?
I don't know. She was right there where they hit the
40. Beam is in a cloth.
Already. He's already naysaying, folks.
Yeah,
already.
I'm naysaying because it doesn't make sense from what we've been told. I mean, you're going by what you've been told. I'm going by what I've been told.
I don't know.
That it is an enclosed super vacuum. You know what I mean?
Paranormal, baby. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or the preternatural.
This isn't Iron Man where you can take and just split the beam out and shoot it across the room to create your new chest.
I didn't write
battery.
I'll just show you the article.
That
I'll
was
forward
a cool.
It to
that was good. Did you see Captain America's shield?
Are you guys
going to
see Ragnarok?
Oh, yeah.
Are we
of course
done with
I
this?
Will see Ragnarok.
All right. Which is Armageddon. You know, that's what that means.
Ragnarok?
Yeah, that's,
I thought
that's
Ragnarok
Norse
was
mythology.
No, that's Valhalla. Okay,
that's
sorry,
Norse mythology Armageddon.
Really?
Twilight of the Gods.
They're using that term because the goddess of death is coming in to destroy Asgard. Blah, 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 blah. It's Ragnarok and Armageddon, and Asgard.
Spider-Man Homecoming was refreshingly good, though.
Dude, that new Spider-Man movie actually was probably my favorite of all the Avengers.
Very good, man.
Really good.
Very good.
You'll enjoy it, trust me.
I got a bone to pick with you, by the way. I was watching, no, not that.
Oh.
I was watching Made in America. Is that what the Tom Cruise movie?
Yeah.
It stops at like an hour and 30 minutes.
I'll get you another copy
end.
Of the disc.
Of the disc.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Observing all copyright laws.
Of course.
Yes, sir.
I don't want anything violated.
No violated. Okay, you guys got anything else for CERN? Now we're talking about Tom Cruise. Now that's a whole other
what
thing.
What do you think? Tom Cruise is in the religion of Scientology?
Scientology equals CERN?
Maybe.
Dun, dun,
I mean,
dun,
we could
no,
make that
I
reach.
I don't
Everyone
know.
Else is reaching. I'll reach. Not around, but I'll reach.
By the way, I liked your headline, Concerned with CERN. That's very, that's
Thank
pretty
you.
Witty.
I pride myself on our titles.
But you're also concern, it looks like. We're concern. You look like you're pro
CERN.
Yeah.
Concern or pro CERN? That could have been a good.
I say defund them.
That could have been a good title too.
That would have been a good title. Concerned or pro CERN?
So okay, so if they said, look, all right, we want to get to 100 terawatts. If we get to 100 terawatts, tera electron volts, we can find the God. Well, we've already found the God part of, but whatever. That we're going to do something crazy. We're going
to. What if they get to
dark matter?
100.
Would you give them
100 peta electrovites?
Okay,
that's a thousand times where we're at now.
If you ask for more money, would you say that's money well spent to give them more?
Dude, it's the same thing with politics. It's a TV show to us. We are plebs. We have no real impact to this at all. It's what TV show? Do you want to watch the TV show of what's going on with the president today or the TV show of what's going on with CERN? We're not involved. Our tax money, we have no say really of what
we're
doing with it.
But it's just a rhetorical question. Do you think it's money well spent? I mean, I would.
Yes, better
sure,
than.
If you say it's given.
Yes,
right,
I do.
If you say it's given it away to. You know, whatever, some entitlement, I'd rather give it to CERN. I agree.
If we're just giving away money and that's what it is now, if we're going complete communism and we're just giving it away, I'm going to be one of these asshole right-wingers at this point, and let's fix the homeless problem. Let's fix the problems at home first before we do that. But then, yeah, right after we fix everybody up and everybody's living comfortably and having good lives, science should be our number one objective, not defense. Let's just get over ourselves and work together.
Okay, but then would you rather pursue the treatment of cancer? Or CERN? I don't know about CERN being that we talked about. That's what we're talking about. Is it that useful to us, even if we do discover a Higgs boson?
But they're not universally exclusive. That's another thing people like to think.
I would say maybe they are.
Should they do NASA or should they do cancer or AIDS? Well, you know, why don't we put it all out to everyone? The question I think you're saying is, how do you decide who gets more? Who gets the priority?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unfortunately, it is. I mean, I don't think economics is, you know.
It's the same thing of which county gets the bridge.
Look, man, they named the Higgs boson after us. I'm just saying.
Higgs boson?
The Higgs boson.
I like that.
I think you're a little off.
What's wrong with your brain? You got some of that Higgs boson concentrate?
Yeah, what do you got, Higgs boson up in there?
It's that concentrate.
Let me just say this to you, Eric. It costs $45 to take the Mensa test. Save your money.
Yeah, no shit, right? Actually, I don't want to do too bad.
You know what we should do?
I wouldn't, but you know.
On a different show in the office, we should make that a test. Let's all take the Mensa test and see what we do.
Right, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I was going to do that in the summer when we had all those interns, like high school kids, and just give them
a big facade, you know.
Well, a facade?
It was a joke. It's facade.
Facade,
it
yes.
could be a big facade, but
yes,
that's what
sure,
was
right.
funny
it's
about it
because
I mispronounced it on purpose.
I got it. And you know what Mensa means in Latin?
No.
Do you? Table. I don't know where they got. I don't know why that's what they call the.
That's probably an acronym.
No, it's
though,
another.
Isn't it?
It's another thing of smart people being too smart for their own goods and being. It's a way to go. Thumb your nose at them or whatever without them knowing. We're smarter than you. Good luck figuring out what our secret.
Hey
club
man,
means.
It helped though. When I had my Mensa
Elite
card,
pricks.
I had a Mensa card. I got some gals were impressed by that.
My Mensa card got me some pussy from.
I didn't
want to
say
They're
that.
Like, oh my gosh, you're a member
it.
Of Mensa. Come here.
Wonder how often
you're
that
one
works.
Of the smartest.
Yeah.
Sapiosexuals is what those are called. People who get off on intelligence.
I knew you would know.
I used to carry around a copy of my check from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I seen it on Twitter one time.
Did you for real?
Oh, yeah, just in case there were skeptics.
I saw it on Twitter one time. There was this girl that said she was sapiosexual. I was like, what the fuck is that? So I had to look it up. I'm like, oh, well, maybe she'd find me sexy thinking I'm all smart, you know, like an asshole.
Well, I see it on I see that on Plenty of Fish where they ask, you know, what kind of person are you?
That's
artist,
a dating site.
Philosopher. One of them's a sapiophile.
Ooh. What the hell's that?
Well, sapio is thought. File means love, lover of thought.
Sapiophile, huh?
Yeah.
That's weird.
All right, well, this has been Surreal Talk.
Oh, we're done then, huh?
I don't know. I'm kind of axing it.
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
I mean, it's, that's all we got.
I think the bottom line, though, to review, you think that CERN is completely noble, a pursuit that is worth doing.
I'm not saying that. Who knows how much money they're wasting? Who's giving them that money?
Eric and I think they're trying to blow up the world, or
I think there's nefarious plans that they're not letting us know.
Why do you think it's nefarious?
I just wish for more transparency.
It's the same thing. It's every time somebody doesn't know what's going on behind that door over there, it's always bad.
That's human nature.
Door's locked, there's bad shit going on behind it.
But that's always the excuse. So if even Congress will tell you, we can't tell you what's in this bill. It's too complicated for you.
Why do you keep your door locked during the day most of the time?
It's too complicated for you.
Yeah, see.
So you don't understand. I'm conducting experiments.
I don't care why you do it.
George Bush? He wants to have his door locked. Testify behind locked doors for the 9/11.
It's his right to have
his not under oath, behind locked doors.
Something bad was going on. I'm so scared somebody's trying to get something by me. That's what I hear. I like to know
how I'm being bullshitted, man.
I thought you were the eternal skeptic. You seem to be swallowing this CERN.
I'm without any water.
No kidding.
Again, that's why I started out earlier in the show saying I have to come out today and say I've realized I am a complete junkie of the religion of science. I don't test this shit. So, yes, what I'm doing is more or less regurgitating what some asshole across the world has said.
Well, at least you admit it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, watched this episode of Always Sunny.
Our own research.
We're Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where Mac, one of the guys, was trying to convince them that evolution wasn't real. So he goes on to this whole long diatribe about how science is a bitch sometimes. Started out with
it's true.
Way back in the day with Copernicus, and he thought that the Earth was the center of the world, and he was the smartest guy around, and everybody believed him. Until several hundred years come around.
Ptolemy and Aristotle.
And Galileo. They come around and prove that Earth isn't the center, making Copernicus or whoever and everybody back then look like a bitch.
Yeah.
And then again, that happens again with Newton, making Galileo look like a bitch. So all it is the next line of us thinking we know it and then getting told we're a bitch and we're wrong.
Just
get in line.
2,000 years ago, people who read the Bible knew that thunder and lightning was a sign from God. They knew that. They didn't think that. They knew that.
Well,
now we know what causes thunder and lightning, and it's not a sign from God.
Let's quote Newton here. If we can see farther, it is only because we have stood on the shoulders of giants. Right?
You believe in giants, too?
Oh, God damn it.
Not physical.
Am I borderline becoming a nihilist?
It's just a fact.
Is that what's happening to me?
He's a nihilist.
I don't think you're a nihilist. I think you're gullible. Well, yeah, you're gullible. To be gullible,
you have to really care.
What we were just talking about.
I don't care if they're lying to me. Honestly, wow. I choose to believe what they're saying. What are you doing on this show?
Kick him off. What the hell's.
But I don't know. My whole philosophy is I don't care if you're lying to me.
It's
what
like
you're
me
doing
going on
doesn't matter.
My podcast. Who gives a shit about history?
It's like the guy down on the corner spitting out stuff about the World Series. It doesn't affect me. It just doesn't affect me.
CERN will affect you when they open up a portal to hell, and you're going to have to burn for all eternity.
Well, then let it happen. Then I'll have a real problem with it. Until then, it's just somebody. It's like somebody talking shit down on the corner about you. What does it matter? It doesn't matter.
This person on the corner is not going to make you burn in hell.
What if they're saying, I'm going to shoot you? Yeah, okay, I'm getting scared because like if I'm famous and I got 100 death threats, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Eventually, it rolls off your back. You got to let the crazies of the world.
Or through it.
Well, Eric, are you afraid of the nefarious part aside and sinister? Are you afraid of something like a black hole? What do you think the odds of something actually putting an end to us all?
If there is any real fear to be had, it shows how foolish he is. If there's any real fear to be had, fuck you. If there's any real fear to be had, it would be the black hole fear. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I honestly feel like, and as much as fun as it is to entertain other
things. Although it's a minute possibility.
Yes. As much fun as it is to entertain other ideas and the Sheba statue and the fucking mock-up ceremony that they had and all that stuff. It's cool and it's fun to think about. But
We've watched too many movies.
If there's any real fear to be had, it's that they're going to create a black hole. And
that's what I said. When we were talking about superhuman,
I think Eric and I agree that it's always... You know, I always opt to think the worst of mankind.
Oh, we're assholes and pieces of shit as a human species.
So if they're doing something for CERN, it's either for profit, or power.
I agree with you.
Most
of the time, people are, for every now and then, I give people the benefit of the doubt they're on a benevolent cause. I guess that's my weakness.
Okay, this one, I don't know. The purest, pristine pursuit of science, I just don't think so. I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, it isn't
not
like
this one.
It isn't like NASA where there's obvious government contracts going on and there's shit they're making that we're never going to see. Maybe it is that way with CERN. Maybe it is. But as far as I can tell, to me, they have a reputation that's right now so far beyond reproach. All I'm seeing is drawing conclusions.
Okay.
People are drawing conclusions with no real evidence. They're talking about opening up dimensions to hell, which is... You lose
the end is nigh.
Right, I grant you that's a little absurd. But
this Mandela effect again.
Okay,
you're talking about now about we've put all these universes together.
They do seem to have an inordinate. We wouldn't know.
They do seem to have an inordinate amount of money and power at their fingertips without any kind of oversight that I can see.
What's their
almost
budget?
Almost like the EU.
We don't know. What's their budget?
Which would be a good show, by the way.
It costs $9 billion for that.
Oh, more than that. It's there have been estimates. I was looking at it. They don't know. That's the problem.
Does any of our tax money go to this?
Apparently. United States is the major funder.
I wasn't for sure because I know it was
We're the major funder, I believe.
So would you rather whatever money we earmark for the Large Hadron Collider and CERN and all that, would you rather just go straight to NASA? If you had the choice, if it could go to NASA, would you rather send it there?
No, I think I'd rather give it to Elon Musk or somebody
in the private
sector.
No, it's one or the
sector.
Other. One or the other.
NASA, huh? I guess. Yeah.
NASA, yeah.
Is it patriotism that makes it that way, or do you completely just don't believe CERN?
That's probably got something to do with it, to be honest.
Like, if they're so far away, I can't buy it, and there's nothing.
I'd rather give it to anti-aging. If you're going to put all your money into something,
Let me ask you this. What's all the money we're giving to NASA doing now that we no longer have a shuttle program?
Studying global warming and the contribution of Muslims to astronomy.
So you'd rather give it to people studying global warming
than the basic
building blocks of nature?
I'd rather burn it. I'd rather throw it
into
a furnace.
I asked you if you would rather give it to NASA or CERN, who are studying the basic building blocks of existence, or the guys who
I just told you, I'd rather give it to anti-aging or some kind of science, biological science.
Something you can directly
NASA's
right,
sending people
from.
To Mars,
right.
though, so I mean, that I'm maybe. All for that.
Right.
Are they?
If you can regulate. Like,
but
I mean,
are they really?
That's my point.
But are they really?
Well, sure, they got to go
you
to
don't
Olympus
believe every
Mars
other thing they
theory.
Say. You don't believe any other thing any of these people say, but they're sending people to Mars.
Well, yeah, that's what they say.
But that's Elon Musk.
You guys choose to believe the weirdest parts of all these stories and not believe the most plausible things, and they're like,
"Oh, you don't buy it?
I totally buy it." But it surprises me. It surprises me that the shit you guys don't buy, and then you do buy.
Dubai?
Don't make a joke. No cracks. See, I made him take his headphones off.
That's probably it for us today, folks.
I don't buy anything.
Serenity now.
How about that? Question everything. That's the motto
of
this show, isn't
it?
I like it.
Your guys' motto.
Well, you don't seem to be questioning enough.
No, mine is.
You're making too many
periods. My motto is
not
keep people grounded. You know, let's just keep grounded, folks. Let's not jump to conclusions.
Well, that's the problem. It's 575 feet under the ground.
It's mob mentality we're talking about here. Let's get some pitchforks and shit together and burn people down.
We don't have statues of Shiva in our front yard.
Yeah.
We don't do ritualistic things in the middle
six,
of the night
six,
in
six.
Our front yard.
Yeah, logo.
My motherfucking logo is not.
That only matters if you buy into
the
Christian dogma. You know what I mean? Does 666 bother
proof,
you? You're not religious. You're
quote,
not Christian.
Quote erat demonstratum.
No, but it's pretty cool.
If you're Christian, I could see how that would bother you. But then again, I have to.
How do you know I'm not Christian?
I've known you for your entire life. I know you're.
You're going to bring my religion into this?
Are you an atheist? You heathen.
I mean, I am.
Well, you know, what's the difference between, to
if
be a
witch?
You're
an atheist or asshole, in my opinion, because you can't prove it. So you're going
to
go, that's a science.
To prove it.
That's a religion of atheism at that point. You're so sure devout. You're so devout that there is no God, and you can't prove it.
How do
that's
you
religion
know that
on
I'm
its
so
own.
Devout
that's
about
true.
It.
That's true.
How do you know I'm that devout?
Any atheist who claims that there is no God specifically, who can be without a shadow of a doubt, sure, there is no God.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, okay, good. Then you're not an atheist.
Well, then what am I?
That's agnostic.
A doubter.
Well, okay, well, whatever.
That's fine. Agnostics are okay.
I don't know
with
what the
me.
Fuck I'm doing. I don't know what anybody's doing.
And by the way,
I would
you
know my
know,
fucking name half
they
the time
could,
if people didn't call me by it.
They couldn't burn Joan of Arc at the stake as a witch because she was a virgin. She had to be burned as a heretic. So there is a difference.
Remember that. How old was she when she 19, did all that slaughtering?
19.
Yeah. Wasn't she a badass, Joan of Arc?
Pretty tough, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She was mostly just all talk, wasn't she? She led the army.
She was mostly listening.
She
God
talked to
was
God,
talking.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, people listened to her because she was talking to God.
Hey, but that's put an end to the Hundred Years War,
well,
and the French
fuck.
Won.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know.
All right. Well,
check us out on history, this day in history.
Yeah, get on Armand's website, This Day in History. Listen to this podcast. You can check us out at surrealtalkpodcast.com. Get on YouTube.
Hey, here's something we haven't said in a long time. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach us on Facebook and all those other mediums. But feel free to email us at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com.
Definitely. Give
we
us,
haven't
drop
put
us
that
email
address on in a while.
Yeah, info@surrealtalk. We still check it every day. We just don't get any because we forget to mention it.
In fact, if you're going to give us a shitty type of message, send it on Facebook. If you're going to give us a good one, email it because people see those.
Yes.
People above us see those.
Ooh.
So, yeah, shit on us on Facebook. Be nice to us on email. Or either way, I don't
but,
know.
But, yeah, get us on YouTube, Twitter. We're on all that. You know, go to the website, vote in the poll, Team Eric. We have a Patreon account. If you feel like that, you would like to donate, you could do that too. Wow. That's awesome. Join the Facebook groups, Real Talk Cults, Conspiracies, and the Paranormal. The group.
The group.
The group. And yeah, if you're listening on the podcast, we'll be doing a stream tonight for PlayerUnknown Battleground with Ultimate Gaming Championship. So Matt, get back and listen to
that. Why would they, if you're listening on the podcast, it comes out Monday. It's 2 days after the event.
So that's what I'm saying. So like, I'll have to time travel through CERN to get
back. We'll post a link on the group to the VOD.
Yeah, that's what I meant. We'll post a link on the group.
Catch everybody next week. We're going to be talking West Memphis 3. We're going to have Corey back. Corey was a member of my old podcast, the Three Horsemen podcast, where we talked about wrestling. We also did the Chris Benoit show with him. And
Chris Benoit show was our most successful show on YouTube to date.
Yeah, we're going to bring him back. We're going to talk about the West Memphis 3 and all that crazy shit that went on down there. Oh, who are they?
I'll have to tune in.
Tune in next week, Lerman.
All right.
Catch you guys later.
Thank you.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.